and they tried to take me too. He wiped perspiration from his freckled forehead and pulled back his long red hair. With an angry kick, Bannon knocked down the nearest pole. The uprooted pole fell over slowly and the severed head tumbled to the ground, striking a rock beside the trail with a hollow crack. The jaw split open and fell off. With the preservation spell disrupted, the long-stalled decay set in swiftly, making up for lost time. Nikki watched the stinking skin liquefy and run off the skull like tallow. The eyeballs pooled and glistened, then also soaked into the dirt, leaving only a stain of putrefaction. Having knocked down the head, Bannon at first looked queasy, then his face hardened with satisfaction. He turned toward the other three poles, reaching out to do the same, but Nathan held up a hand.
"Now, my boy, perhaps we should think this through. Whoever placed this warning must have done so for good reason. And as you well know, the slavers are no friends of ours."
His nostrils narrowed, but he did not seem at all bothered by the ghastly sight or repulsive stench.
"It suggests that whoever stuck these heads on the posts might be our allies, or at least the enemies of our enemies. We wouldn't want to spark their ire."
Bannon nervously rested his hand on the hilt of his serviceable sword, sturdy.
"Sweet sea mother, I wasn't thinking." "Not thinking. Ah, that is the bane of many an adventurer,"
Nathan said with a supportive smile.
"And we have many adventures ahead of us."
Nikki said in a harder tone, "My companion should always think before they act. It will save us a great deal of trouble in the long run." Beside her, the Sand Panther ventured close to the remains of the now disintegrated head, curled her whiskers in a disgusted sniff, and growled again. Her long tail lashed from side to side. The symbols branded into Mura's tan hide bore a strange resemblance to the exotic letters scrawled on the warning placards at the base of the other poles. Without further comment, Nikki gazed down the switchbacked mountain road, a path once well-traveled but now overgrown. The road hooked around outcroppings and wound over the next ridge, descending toward their destination. An unexpected and magnificent city they had glimpsed from the high pass of Col Adair, a wondrous place that seemed to vanish and reappear like a mirage. The smell of decay turned her stomach sour. "Rather than stopping for a midday meal, I suggest we eat pack food as we walk. We have miles to cover before nightfall."
"I am indeed excited to find the city,"
Nathan said,
"even if we still don't know what we need to do when we get there. But we're willing to try,"
Bannon said.
"If it helps you get your gift back, we can all celebrate."
Nathan swung his pack down off a shoulder to remove some of the dried meat they had carried since Cliffwall.
"Don't forget, my boy, finding that city might also be an important part of Nikki's mission to save the world."
The sorceress made an unkind sound, glancing back at him with her piercing blue eyes before striding away from the three remaining heads. "I never put too much stock in what a witch woman commands me to do. Predictions and pronouncements may well come true, but never in the way one expects." She looked at the white-haired former wizard. "You assumed you would be able to use magic again the moment we reached Col Adair, but that turned out to be only a first step."
"Ah, but now we know the truth of Red's statement,"
Nathan said.
"We assumed, and assumptions benefit no one. Her words in my life book promised that from Col Adair I would behold what I need to make myself whole again. I simply didn't pay close enough attention. Now we understand the true meaning of what she wrote.
Or at least the next step of what she meant," Nikki said. Thoughts of the mysterious witch woman filled her with distaste. Before they had departed from the Darklands on their long mission, Red had written in the mysterious book she gave to the old wizard, "Future and fate depend on both the journey and the destination. Col Adair lies far to the south in the old world. From there, the wizard will behold what he needs.